Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires.
Like the highly consumer-rated Kumho Majesty 9 Solus TA91. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive.
Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Best of Covino and Rich podcast. Be sure to catch us live every day from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio.
Find your local station for Covino and Rich at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now, coming up in just a few minutes, we are going to talk about the anniversary of one of your favorite sporting events. Can you believe it's been 30 years since?
It wasn't an event. It was a moment.
No, it's the greatest event in sports history.
It was like a moment that just lived on in all of our minds and memories forever.
Think about it. Think about it. Here's your hint. Doink. Something happened 30 years ago.
It was more of a boink.
It was more of a dink.
It was more of a like a ink.
Well, we're going to get to the 30-year anniversary of something very special. Plus, it's someone's birthday today, and it had me thinking of the greatest sports themes of all time. Plus, if you're a Heat fan, should you be shaking a little bit in your chonies? Because it looks like momentum has shifted.
Dude, Celtics are gaining momentum like MC Hammer. Remember that song, Danny G?
Was on a flashback 91? Friday?
Gaining momentum, but... Yeah, I'm super pumped about the games this weekend and just chilling this holiday weekend. In fact, next hour we'll go over a little weekend hobnobbing, what you need to watch in the world of sports and entertainment. Again, I'm Steve Covino, and please hear me out before I move on.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people saying that you can't have a close and competitive fight or a close and competitive game, yet say it was a robbery. And I'm like, yeah, because there was a clear winner. Hear what I said once again.
I mean, I think I'm team Caleb Plant.
Do you mean to tell me you can't have a close race and not have a clear winner? It was a close fight, but there was a clear winner.
Right, like if Tyreek Hill and I had a race, it wouldn't be close.
Yes.
But if Tyreek Hill beat someone by a couple strides, but he's winning the whole time, it's close.
Hey, it was a close race, but there was a clear winner.
But if you said the other guy won, it'd be like, whoa, 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 robbery. That was
so Haney, yeah, I did think he should have dominated. He was the bigger fighter. He's a younger fighter. He's the guy to beat. He's the guy with all the belts. So I thought it was a close fight. I thought it was competitive, but I thought there was a clear winner, and it wasn't Haney, therefore robbery. And how can you say robbery? What about all the people that bet on the guy and lost money? Robbery.
Well,
and I'm not the only guy saying it. So I was battling right before the show started, Caleb Plant, and I thought it was a fake dude. I didn't think it was the actual boxer, Caleb Plant. Who again, I admire, but yeah, hey, guys, people are listening.
Why don't you guys bro hug it out? Well,
but it's not even my biggest fight of the day.
Is your biggest battle with your HOA?
No, not at all.
Yo, the 10-second version of that, you may say no one cares.
Nah, no one cares about that. Why would you even waste our valuable time on that story?
I need Ramos, Danny G, and Monsi to be the quick 10-second jury.
This isn't going to be 10 seconds, you big liar.
Do you remember
so much to get to?
Do you remember when it rained for 3 months in L.A.?
3,000 months of rain.
It was the endless downpour. Covino had a leak in his wall. The HOA at his condo said, all right, we got it covered. He has the emails. He has the receipts, as they say.
Well, I had to wait for approval and authorization, yeah, to get it fixed.
And then, after he gets it fixed, because the HOA sends the repair people, they're like, yeah, Steve Covino in unit whatever, Yeah, we're going to have to charge you $3,000 because it happened to everyone.
I'm like, wait a second. I didn't approve that. I never got an estimate. I would have had my own guys
do it. It would be unfair if we gave it to you for free because a lot of people had water damage.
I got approval. I got actual approval to get it done.
So they gave him a statement for 3 G's.
Absolutely not.
This would have cost me like $500 to fix at best. You know, I would have hired a handyman. And they hired their contractors to fix this. $3,000 they're charging me. I'm like, whoa.
I would mail that bill to my dentist just to confuse everyone.
So you know what? So you know what, Danny G, that's not a bad idea.
I said
that's
where
I send all my Quest diagnostic bills.
I said get the old chat GPT going and just be like, my lawyer will be in contact. Give him a fake threat. They'll be like, oh, it's okay. Well, no one wants to deal with lawyers.
It adds to the truth of me just fighting with everybody. Right, I'm fighting professional
HOA,
boxers.
HOA, Caleb Plant, who else? Who else are you battling on a Friday?
I had a Vato standoff today.
Oh, Jesus.
And I was so wrong about it. That's what makes it funny. Hey, I admit when I'm wrong. I don't think I'm wrong about my opinion. It's my opinion. Everyone's entitled to their crappy opinions, right? I went to the gym today like a good boy, trying to get ripped, you know, for Memorial Day weekend. I wish I would have started 3 months ago.
way different mornings. I had a breakfast burrito and a big coffee.
No, man. Trying to get in shape. Summer starts.
Salad.
So at the gym, listening to Fox Sports Radio, then I go and get a salad, you know, because I'm trying to look shredded.
I don't know, Ben. I'm looking at it. I think it's a dad belly summer.
I got that Winnie
Speak
the Pooh
yourself.
Physique, you know. So I'm trying to see if I'm getting results. I had one salad. I'm feeling good. So anyway, I go into the salad place right over here, right by Fox Sports, and I go up to the vato behind the counter, and I go up there real proud, and I'm like, yo, orale, vato. I gave him the vato nod. I'm like, give me the beast bowl. And he's like, we don't have beast bowl, sir. I'm like, yo, beast, give me the beast. I'm like, what do you mean? Like, I didn't like the way he came at me. Like, he sort of shut me down. I was very pumped to get the salad, right?
No. You were excited to get the beast bowl?
Yeah. So I'm looking at the
What's
thing.
So beastin' what about a salad?
I don't know, but I was like, yo, man, I feel like a beast. This is cool.
Explain to me what this beast bowl is.
I don't know, right? It's chicken teriyaki and salad with some rice in it, right? And I'm like, oh, and I look at it, I'm like, oh, the spicy beast bowl. Right? And like, oh, yeah, the beast, I want the spicy one.
Oh, wow. Spice it up.
And he's like, no, sir, we don't have that. And I'm looking right at it, dude. I'm like, yo, is this guy messing with me, dude? So, like, we're having a vato standoff. I'm like, I don't know what I'm supposed to say next. Like, well, I get it here
time. I got it. Please?
And he's like,
there's your manners.
I'm like, I'm pointing. He's like, no, man, we don't have beast bowls. And I'm like, what do you mean you don't have beast bowls, dude? And I'm like, it's right there, dude. Like, because he was acting like, I don't know what I'm talking about. It's not my first time at this place. And he goes, it's a chicken breast bowl. I'm like, wait, it's not a beast. It doesn't say beast.
Oh my God.
I thought it said beast.
God, no.
Yo, but not even.
No. You're so dumb.
So I wanted
glasses.
I know, dude. I was asking for the teriyaki beast bowl. And dude, that's not my first time. For months, I thought it was called the beast bowl. It's just I happen to say it this time. You know, I usually say, yeah, give me the teriyaki thing. I was in there like, yo, I want the beast bowl. And they're like, you mean the breast bowl? And I was like,
so embarrassing.
Oh, sorry, vato. And then no. I like. Yeah, I felt so defeated
yeah,
after
this
that.
This mother effort
so
needs again. Glasses. Monsi, the problem is Covino grew up. He was that kid with 20/10 vision playing sports. Yeah. Like, always like, I don't need glasses. I wear contacts. I should probably have gotten LASIK. If you wear glasses or contacts, I'm minus 4.5 in each eye.
So, dude, hold on. I gave him the vato pound because I knew I was wrong. Proving again, I admit when I'm wrong. So
when are you going to admit that you need some readers or something?
I do.
That's bad.
I thought it was the teriyaki beast bowl.
Sell them at CVS. Go pick them up at the drugstore.
It's no, senor. It's the teriyaki breast bowl. Well, oh.
And I've been helping to cover things up because I used the size 16 font.
Yeah.
On our rundown.
Danny G, thank you for that, man. So that's the reminder today.
17 pages long, but everything is really big to read.
So for those of you playing along at home, it's not the teriyaki beast bowl. It's the teriyaki spicy teriyaki breast bowl.
Oh.
Yeah, there's no beast involved except for me. Yeah,
I need you to take a picture of this sign and show it to us.
Please do.
I'll do
that's
next
what
time.
I'm gonna need.
I swore for months it was called the beast bowl.
Right? No.
You got the breast bowl. You got the mom and dad size font on your phone yet?
No, not at all. And by the way, you know, painting
you know
a
what I'm talking about, right? Like, you see your parents' phone. Like, what do you got? Like, size 28 Courier? What is going on with your dad?
Is that a jitterbug?
You got a jitterbug phone?
Is that a jitterbug?
I don't want people thinking like I'm some old guy here. Like, hey,
yeah, you're in your 40s. You should get some glasses.
It's not the Ebenezer and Rich show. It's just a matter. I call it COVID eye. My eyesight hasn't been the same since COVID, and that's the truth. But I was wrong. But I'm fighting everybody, it seems, and that's my story, so I'm happy to be here. The end.
COVID eye. Is that Juan Soto's excuse for and some of these other players? Oh, I got the COVID eye. That's why I'm batting in the 100s.
I think Caleb Plant's got the COVID eye, and the judges that saw the Lomachenko fight.
Get over it.
I don't know what they were watching.
Get over it.
But either way, thank you for being here with us. That's my story. Sticking to it.
I appreciate it.
Admit when you're wrong, and that's it.
All right. Well, hey, the 30-year anniversary. Any guesses? I gave everyone a few minutes. Today is the 30-year anniversary of a classic.
Which, by the way, is a timestamp that makes me want to vomit. So maybe you're right. Maybe I am an old guy because this is 30 years ago, dude.
Yeah, as the meme goes, when you say 30 years ago, I'm like, oh, yeah, 1970-something? Nope. 1990-something.
Yeah, you really do still think must be 70-something. Nope, this is probably when you were in high school or junior high or something like that. Happened in 1993.
I'm always fascinated by the FM radio stations that are like, best of the 80s, 90s, and today. I'm like, today's 30 years based on your slogan. 80s, not today? Like, 80s, 90s, and today was great when it was like 2002. Yeah. 80s, 90s, and today?
80s, 90s, 2000s. 70s, 80s, and the last 40 years.
Yeah. Come on. You're playing Hall and Oates into Dua Lipa. Come on. So, Ramos, without any further ado, 30 years ago today, this happened in the world of sports.
High fly ball, right field deep. Canseco back to the track. Look it up. It is off his head, it looked like. And over the top. A home run. That looked like it hit Canseco over the top of the head. We'll have to check the replay. It did. It went over the fence. David Hulse laughing out there, so it must hit something funny.
That was one of the greatest moments in baseball in the 90s. A home run that went off of Jose Canseco's head over the fence 30 years ago today. Feel old yet?
You know, I was a fan of Jose Canseco, the Bash Brothers. I mean, who didn't have his 86 rated rookie? That was one of my prized possessions as a kid. But that was just one of the many, many embarrassing moments for Jose Canseco. You know, and remember his most recent? I mean, it was probably like 20 years ago, but it feels recent to me. Remember he got in the ring with Billy, the sports intern at Barstool or something like that, and like took a dive.
I thought you were going to say when Canseco was trying to get in between J-Lo and A-Rod. Remember that? He's like,
yeah.
He's like, J-Lo, just so you know, Jose Canseco here. A-Rod's, you know, messing around.
And, you know, Rich and I have seen him out and about at some cool parties, and he's like a super strapping, like, beefcake. He's something so goofy about it.
Monty, he is like a handsome older dude. Yeah. We saw him at the ESPYs party when we used to work at the other place. ESPN after party. Jose Canseco sort of sitting by himself. I think people are either weird to go up to him or he puts off a vibe like, don't come up to me. He's sitting there with his, we call them hide burns. He has no sideburns. They're like actually higher than his ear.
Okay.
Got those hide burns.
Negative burns.
He got the negative burns.
Negative hide burns from the 90s.
And he's just sitting there chilling. And Danny, he's still like beefy, still looking strong. But
yeah, he's a handsome guy.
That's how old ass Jose Canseco.
And you got to say that in his prime, I mean, one of the most dominant. That guy could have went 40-40 plenty of times probably. But so many buffoonery moments in his career, and that's just the best. That's probably the king of them all, I think. Like a home run off his head, it doesn't get worse than that. So embarrassing.
Really?
Here's what we ask you at 877-99 on Fox.
Oh, you're asking the old baseball funny side up.
Is there a better sports blooper than that? When you think back, you know, when we were kids watching This Week in Baseball, was there, and Spot, you can't include the major league, I'm sorry, the Naked Gun ones.
Oh, where the guy's head falls off when he
no guy was hit by a car or
mauled by a tiger.
Yeah, Leslie Nielsen was not vacuuming home plate. Your favorite blooper, is there one that's better than the ball off of Canseco's head?
Oh,
I mean, that's classic.
That's one of the best, though, dude, if not the number one. Something about it so memorable. It was Jose Canseco. It wasn't some just random guy.
I always thought it was cool when your dude, Paul O'Neill, when he was on the Reds, remember he kicked the ball? He was sort of bumbling around the baseball, kicked it in, and it was a line drive kick to the cutoff.
By the way, if you go to his baseball reference, it says throws, I think it says throws left, kicks right, or something like that.
Really?
Yeah, they label it that.
So I thought that was cool. I'm trying to think
or
of some
throws
of my
right, kicks left.
Some of my favorites. Let's hear yours at 877-99 on Fox. Anyone come to mind? We'll take your phone calls, your feedback. Danny, any highlights of any good bloopers?
Yeah, I'm gonna put a new one on there. Remember when the Dallas Cowboys ran that really botched Hail Mary strange play where it was just Ezekiel Elliott by himself at center?
Yeah.
That's got to go on the list. That's the latest one.
And that was his last play as a Dallas Cowboy. Ezekiel Elliott's last moment as a Cowboy was getting
run over.
So bad.
That's a good one.
And that's gone viral again since, just pointing out that that's his last play. So bad. So we open up the phones to you, Fox Sports Radio Nation, 877-99 on Fox. Remember when Carlton takes that last shot on the Fresh Prince?
Speaking of which, I was thinking of, I'm drawing a blank. What NBA player like put his arms up, like nailed the 3-pointer, and it was clink?
Swaggy P, that was a more recent swish, doink.
Embarrassing, that's bad.
Before we go to the phone calls, I got one. Do you want to give yours?
Yeah, I guess. Honestly, that's one of the best. But when I know we sort of we pardoned this on Thanksgiving.
I was going to bring it up, but I didn't because we pardoned him.
We pardoned it, but for the sake of this conversation, even though we said this is the first year where it's over. The butt fumble.
That's it. You can't speak of it again.
Half the callers on hold just groaned
right
really?
Now. Oh,
really? Yeah. Oh,
because it's one of the. Because it's one of the. Dude. Well, you know what? Then I take pride in saying it because we pardoned it, so no need to call about it. We finally said, you know what? Wait, what? 10 years ago? How long has it been since that? We said, you know what? No one really talked about it this year. Let's let it go.
Yeah, and you know what? Believe it or not, Mark Sanchez, is a good dude, and he had a good baseball career. So to think of him for only that was unfair.
Football.
Did I say baseball?
Yeah.
I was thinking baseball because do you guys remember the dude Steve Lyons? Do you remember the baseball player Steve Lyons? I think of him as a White Sox in the 80s, right? 80s, 90s?
Yeah, and he broadcast for the Angels. Yeah. So, yeah.
Okay, well, do you remember he got on first base and he forgot where he was and pulled down his pants?
Yes.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah. No, he had his
jock strap and everything on. And
sliding pants.
Yeah. But Spot, he got dirt when he slid, and he for a minute forgot where he was, so he starts like doing what you would do, like in the bathroom, like pulled his pants down, tuck it, and he's like, forgot where I am. Like,
That made every
funny
VHS
moment.
Funny moment.
Yeah.
No, yeah, it's a classic one for sure.
Yeah. Well, not a blooper, but if you talk about old 80s tapes, there's going to be Ozzie Smith flipping somewhere in there.
No, there's always a sweet hot foot video.
From Roger McDowell?
Yeah, a sweet hot foot clip to follow that one on the old VHS tapes. But we're going to your phones. Thank you for holding. Thank you for hanging. Covino and Rich on Fox Sports Radio.
Let's go to Ralph in New York City. What's up, Ralph?
Hey,
Covino and Rich.
Yeah, gentlemen, I'm thinking of one we saw again and again and again. The thrill of victory and the agony of defeat.
Oh, yeah.
The jumper crashes and Wild World of Sports in the intro.
Feels like yesterday, man, that, you know, I'd see that, what was that, every Saturday morning or so? Was it Saturday or Sunday that would air?
I think Sunday.
Sunday.
It was Sunday. Yeah, maybe Sunday. Yeah, man. I totally remember that. Great memory. Thank you.
Charlie up in Washington State. What's up, Charlie?
The show.
Thanks, man.
So first off, don't ever retire talking about the butt fumble. I mean, that's just it's too good to not talk about. But
it really was.
My other one is very recent. This poor man that I think a lot of us sympathize with, Badu, dude for the Tigers that tried to steal second. And not only does he get thrown out, but it gets reflected off of a sensitive spot.
I mentioned this yesterday in passing. It was Badu and the Tigers. He steals second. The bullet throw from the catcher hits him in the junk, bounces off his junk into the shortstop's mitt.
My junk?
tags out. So not only did he get hit in the junk, he was tagged out on a stolen base attempt.
Oh, yeah, embarrassing. That's
a good one, Charlie. Pete in Vegas, you're on with Covino and Rich. Friday, what's up, buddy?
Hey, fellas.
Yo.
You guys just got me, man. I was just called and got put on hold about the Steve Lyons slide where he started to derobe himself. That's just one of the classics. And if you look at it, he wasn't faking that. That was 100%. He just lost his thoughts for a second.
It's so funny that I thought that was so random, the fact that you thought of that too, Pete. We're thinking alike, buddy.
We all had those VHS tapes, and then you see Don Mattingly grabbing the popcorn from the kid in the stands. Like, we've seen these clips over and over again.
If you grew up on the East Coast, Warner Wolf plays of the year, my dad would put that on VHS and I'd watch that over and over. Warner Wolf plays of the year, let's go to the videotape.
Did you guys ever have a PE teacher that would play blooper videos like on a rainy day?
Yeah, of course. When you think of those old, you never had a gym job?
I absolutely did.
When you think of bad PE teachers,
right? Yeah. What did you do? Play badminton?
I don't know.
Inside?
We did stuff inside in the gym.
Inside kickball stunk. Rick in Spokane, what's up, Rick?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, brother? What blooper comes to mind on the anniversary of the Canseco ball hitting him on the head?
So for me, it's one of my earliest memories watching sports with my dad. It was January 1993, Super Bowl 27. Leon Lett runs all the way down to the end zone, and Don Beebe catches up to him right before, fumbles the ball. To this day, kids still do it. My dad told me as a kid, hey, this is why you don't celebrate till you're in the end zone.
Exactly.
And I tell my kids the same thing.
Yeah, every kid should have to watch that
so
play.
So lucky that the Cowboys whooped them back-to-back seasons.
There's two lessons to that. It's never give up on the play and never celebrate too early.
Never hot dog it, man. Covino, you would know the name for me is coming. I might be wrong, but when I'm thinking of all those.
Willie Mays Hayes when he slides and he doesn't reach the base?
No.
Not that one?
That's a good one. When Reggie Jackson tried to kill the queen.
Oh, that was a good one. Yeah.
No, I'm thinking old school Warner Wolf. Let's go to the videotape. It's a Tyson fight. Is it Trevor Burbick that falls down three times?
Yeah, like a baby deer.
Yo, he got hit so hard by Tyson. He tries to get up and he falls.
Because he's all heart. His head is like, get up.
He has so much heart.
His legs won't keep him up.
And I just remember Warner Wolf being like, gets up one time, falls down, gets down two, falls down three times.
Yeah, his legs were done.
He just could not stand.
So, again, your phone calls, 877-99 on Fox. Who do we got?
Want to go to Texas? Say what's up to Pat?
Let's go to Texas.
Hey, Pat.
What's up, Pat?
Hey, guys. Your show rocks and rolls. I love it,
Thank you, man. Thank you, brother.
I'm from the great state of Texas where we play football and we don't play kickball. I got you a list. Number one, LeBron James the other night fumbled the layup. Number two.
Oops.
Number two. The Colts fake punt with the one guy in the center, and that was all there was. Number three, the Minnesota Viking defense versus Tony Dorsett, 99-yard run with only 10 guys, and a blast from the past for Warner Wolf, Jim Marshall going the wrong way.
Yeah. Speaking of Warner Wolf, we mentioned this like maybe a year ago, Danny, on the Sunday Night Show.
He had his own blooper.
Remember when Warner Wolf's teeth fell out?
Yeah, it's on YouTube.
While calling a highlight?
If you don't remember that or you're too young or whatever, it's on YouTube if you look it up.
That guy's a Texan. I don't want to bring it up then, but do you remember when Tony Romo fumbled the playoff snap for the you know what would have been the go-ahead game-winning field goal?
Yeah, he didn't want to bring that up.
Yeah, I don't want to bring that up.
It's not really a blooper, but he mentioned LeBron. What about when J.R. Smith was just standing there at the end of the game?
Oh, and what about LeBron? Why? Monty, any come to mind before we get to your update or what?
I don't know if it's a blooper, but Danny, do you remember when Gavin Lux ran into the outfield wall at Dodger Stadium?
Right. Yes.
Like, he hit it so hard, misjudged the ball.
They put the body outline.
Correct. They outlined the body on the outfield, which I took a picture with, by the way. Obviously, I went out there after the fact. But I don't know if it was a blooper, but it was funny. It was so funny.
There's another classic one of, I think it's a minor leaguer that just runs through the wall.
Yeah, isn't there?
Right?
Like shrubbery or something. Yes. That was the outfield wall. And they just run through
it. If you see the clip, you're like, oh yeah, I've seen that before.
Didn't Andre Dawson get caught in the ivy once, or is that a commercial? I think that was a commercial.
Oh yeah,
and
they pulled him out.
They pulled him out.
Yeah, that was. I think it was State Farm or something.
I you know, it wasn't a blooper, but speaking of people going into the stands, yo, even if you hate the Yankees, when Derek Jeter dove headfirst into the stands, do we all remember that?
Of course.
My goodness, what
There's
a play.
No, I
what a
think
hero. Is one
what
of the defining moments.
All right, Monty, what's going on? Give us an update.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I could eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? Or I know it'll take you a minute to down that 2-liter. If you have, then you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how to play during the NBA playoffs. It's super simple. First, download the DraftKings Pick 6 app. Then, pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they'll have more or less of a stat, like rebounds, points, assists, and more.
Play Pick 6 from DraftKings, the new fantasy app that packs more fun into less time. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use code CRSHOW, CRSHOW. New customers could play $5, get 50 in Pick 6 credits. That's code CRSHOW, CRSHOW, only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
One offer per new customer. Minimum $5 first pick set to receive $50 in Pick 6 credits, which are non-withdrawable and valid for Pick 6 use only, expire after 6 months. Restrictions apply. Limited time offer. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Does the craziness of everyday life leave you stressed? Do you notice you're losing a little bit of hair? You're shedding a little bit? Well, if you're noticing a little less hair on your head and you're checking your hairline all the time, you gotta check out Nutrafol. When it comes to thinning hair, there are many root causes at play, and Nutrafol addresses them through a multi-targeted whole-body approach. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding.
Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code CRSHOW. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and stylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code CRSHOW. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code CRSHOW.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you: graduate hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. For any of the younger guys or women listening, this is synonymous with, like, 90s NBA basketball. I know some of the guys in the editing room are like, yo, I don't know that song.
Really? Wow, same feeling I had listening to Hank Williams.
Bro, if you were born, listen, if you're one of these young guys, not just working here at Fox, but if you're in your 20s or so, you were born in the 90s, 2000s.
Wow, that's disappointing. They didn't get, they don't know about the hype levels that we've reached. This song got me chocked up, man.
Well, hey, reminiscing.
Still does.
On a Flashback Friday, we said, Hank Williams Jr., are you ready for some football? Got to be one of the top themes of all time. He's 74 today, and we, you know, couldn't not mention the NBA on NBC song from back in the day.
We're live from the TireRack.com studios, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. Now, later this hour, weekend hobnobbing, what you need to watch in the world of sports and entertainment. We'll get to that.
Well, the line is moving, Covino. More and more people betting on the Celtics in Miami on Saturday. It's now Boston by 3. Do you like...
Jimmy Butler says otherwise.
Do you like Jimmy Buckets and Miami money line? Danny, Ramos, Monty, do you think that Jimmy Buckets closes it out, or do you think we're going to game 7?
I'll take Miami at home, yes.
Miami at home?
Yeah.
Well,
The only downside to that. The only downside to this, even though I'm rooting for Jimmy Buckets and Miami, is that, well, I know Monty's rooting for Jimmy.
I know what Covino's going to say right now.
Yeah. Yo, Jimmy Buckets and Shakira. If Shakira falls through, then you're up. Yeah. You're on deck, Monty.
No, that's
you're
fine.
Wait.
That's fine. He says the hots. I don't have the hots for him.
Sure you don't.
But I love him.
Okay, Rachel Nichols.
Okay.
You're so rude.
But listen, Covino's thinking ahead. I know what he's going
to
say.
The only downside to the Heat winning is they're not as competitive against the Nuggets as the Celtics would have been. I think that's the way better matchup for the NBA Finals from the fan perspective.
I hear what you're saying, but haven't we been surprised by the Heat this entire playoff run?
That's what I'm thinking. I mean, if they made it to the finals,
They got the manpower to compete against that team, man. Look what they did to the Lakers.
Well, is Kyle Lowry and the other players on the Heat going to wake up? It can't just all be Jimmy Buckets.
I agree. What are you talking about? He's had great role players around him.
In the last couple of losses he has.
I mean, last game, right. But for the most part, the role players have supported Jimmy Butler, and that's why it's worked out. You wouldn't want to see Jimmy Butler and Jamal Murray go at it?
That could be fun.
That would be so fun.
Oh, man. I'm not rooting against them. I just think that the Celtics would be more competitive because, like Rich said earlier this week, they were the better team.
They still are, technically.
All year. You know, so, hey, may the best team win. I'm excited for it. We don't have any real horse in the race. So,
well, as a Lakers fan, I would rather. I would rather root for Jimmy Butler. I don't want to root for the Celtics.
I'm with you, Danny.
Or the Nuggets.
Right.
What race do you have a horse in?
Kentucky Derby.
So, NBA on NBC, Hank Williams Jr., great themes. We talked about some great bloopers first hour, the anniversary of Jose Canseco taking the ball off the head, home run back in the day. NBA, tomorrow night, early out here on the West Coast, 5:30. So take a little dip away from the barbecue. Maybe set up the surround sound so you could hear the game in the yard if you got to dip away. Celtics at Miami, 5:30 on the West Coast.
I'm dipping away on some nacho chips this weekend.
And so you'll be dipping all weekend.
I'll be dipping on some 5-layer dip.
But you got Boston by 3. So if you think Miami closes it out, maybe Miami money line is the bet for you to make. Now, I had what we call friend in need. We've been doing this show for a long time. We're relatively new to Fox, but Covino and I have been together for years.
We're each other's longest relationship. It makes our significant others jealous.
It's true. Marriages, divorces, breakups. Covino and I, together through the whole thing.
But you've never cuddled.
We've never cuddled.
Or have seen each other naked.
It's a lie. We've never seen each other naked. That could change a friendship, but we don't want that.
A lot of people ask us what the secret is, and it's that.
Also a lie. There would have been circumstances in our single days that I would have been okay with if some girl was like, you two get naked and I'll... No,
no, anyway. It's cool. We don't need to further discuss this.
I want to talk about a friend in need. We've done segments in the past where, listen, if you got any issues, problems with your spouse, your kids' coach.
Especially sports-related ones.
Yeah, sports-related ones. Or any issue or thing you want to run by us, we'll bring it to the air. Have fun with it. Like, Chris in Vegas hit us up. This is a friend in need. He said, guys, CNR, been listening for years, and I thought your advice might be crucially helpful. Oh, crucially helpful. Goes, last time my wife's best friend came over, her husband came as well. But the problem was, he started messing with my Traeger grill.
No.
He goes, this couple is joining us for Memorial Day weekend. How do I preemptively stop another man from taking over the grill at my house?
That's one of the highest forms of disrespect.
You guys do agree that you shouldn't touch another man's barbecue set.
Unless he like passes the baton or something, you know? Yeah, Unless he says otherwise and hands it off to someone else maybe more qualified or needs a break or something.
I'm not saying
there's no ego involved there. Like, some people don't care, but most guys take a lot of pride that they're it's called manning their grill.
Yeah.
I'm manning the grill. I'm the man.
Not trying to.
That's not why they call it that.
Yeah, they do.
Not trying to sound sexist, but I feel like touching a man's grill is the same as going to someone's house on like Thanksgiving or Christmas and butting into like mom while she's getting all her stuff ready. Like, imagine going into the kitchen on a holiday and like interrupting someone's grandma or mom making like the sauce or something.
I'll take it a step further. That's like carving someone's turkey on Thanksgiving. You don't carve someone's turkey.
Imagine
unless
you're
at, they ask.
Unless they ask.
Unless they ask.
But if you go to someone's house on Thanksgiving, you're like, I'll carve this. No. That's the man or the woman of that household's job to decide who and how the turkey is carved.
Yeah, this happened to me once before. I felt really disrespected. This was years ago. It was, again, mixed company, and some dude just like hopped in there and started doing his own thing. And I was like, whoa, time out.
You do like,
that's
your
not
meat
how
well.
It works.
You do like your meat well done, though.
Yeah, no, but I didn't know that guy well enough. It's like, yo, you don't know me like that. You know, he didn't know if I was Ray Lampe, the king of barbecue. He didn't know if I was the master griller. He didn't know anything. He just butted in and started taking over. So I understand where this guy's coming from. I mean, think everybody does.
Unless you're
I'm not that prideful in my grilling, but I know a lot of people are. And you just can't step in and act like you're now running his show.
Listen, unless you're in Flavortown and Guy Fieri's helping you out,
right.
I don't think, Ramos, do you agree that you shouldn't be stepping up to someone else's house and like all of a sudden you're like, I got it, and like grabbing the spatula?
100%, and Covino is right. Unless you say to him, hey, I got some other things to do. Do you mind manning the barbecue for me? Otherwise, don't go near it.
Yeah, think about it this way, ready? Like, imagine, think of your dad, right? Because you think of your dad. He's where you learned it from, right? Yeah. He's grilling. Imagine someone like shooing your dad out of the way to man his grill. Like, there's no way that would have happened.
And keep in mind, we're the weakest grillers. When I say that, meaning you're a Jersey guy. You're talking about hamburgers, hot dogs, and steaks.
We didn't barbecue.
Go down south and interrupt someone where they got like their big
actual
green egg
barbecue.
Or they got their Traeger. They got all, if they got a setup and they got brisket and pulled pork and all this going, imagine
we
interrupting
grew up with
that guy.
And dogs and,
yeah.
Oh, they take it so serious.
Yeah, you got the weak ass barbecue.
In fact, Ramos just said barbecuing, and I've made the mistake of saying that on national radio
grilling,
before, too.
Yeah.
And I get all these tweets and calls. It's grilling. It's not barbecuing.
Yeah.
It's grilling.
Grilling in the name of.
It's just how we. This is how we say it.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, East Coast people say barbecuing, and it's not. What we do, if you're putting a spiral sausage or, like, you know, burgers or dogs or, you know, barbecue chicken, that's grilling. Now, if Uncle Earl has some brisket he's been working on for 2 days, don't you dare.
He's working on some ribs.
Getting his way. Again, it's like.
He's working on his sweet and sassy, his devil spit, all his famous Dave classics. All the special sauces. Barbecuing's different. Now, think about it. It's Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, Covino's like,
I love sauces.
He loves sauces.
And any barbecue guy just laughed at you for shouting out chain restaurant sauces.
No, I like the Husky sexy sauce, too.
Oh, Monty loves Husky sauce.
Monty's got her vegan sauce. Yeah,
that's
Monty's
her favorite,
sauce.
Right?
Yes, all vegan sauces I'll take.
Oh, yeah.
Husky sauce. Not the weak sauce, the sweet sauce. So.
Okay.
Think about it. It's Memorial Day weekend. Everybody's grilling. Everybody's busting out their butcher box. You're the man of the house or the woman of the house. You got your barbecue, your grill going. Someone else steps in there. How do you prevent this from happening?
Yeah.
How do you say it kindly? Like, whoa, 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 hey.
I think like Danny said, and we'll take a few phone calls, 877-99 on Fox. If you're hosting and you're busy, if you say, hey, listen, I'm going to go check on the kids. They're running through the sprinkler. I'm going to make sure the kids are okay by the pool. I'm going to go, I'm going to get some drinks for everyone. Hey, can you flip the burgers? If someone's asking your help, that's one thing. But if you like nudge someone away from their own grill, that's sort of disrespectful. Like I said, it's
or
like
if
on
you
Christmas,
just step away and someone steps in.
It's like
they didn't even ask.
It's like on Christmas Eve going to like an Italian person's house and like bumping mom out of the kitchen while she's doing like her set. What was it spot on Christmas?
The seven fishes.
Yeah.
Don't be doing that.
I think you just give a playful sort of like, you know, like beat it. Like
beat
thumbs,
it. Great.
Like, you know, like you use your thumb.
How about this?
And you're like, yeah, whoa. Say beat it, dude.
Here's what you say. Be nice about it. Say, thanks for the help. I've got this.
I got this from here.
You got to give him the beat it signal, though.
All right, like, Spot, I have a caveat based on something you said.
I've got this.
Something Spot said made me think of one little loophole, and then we'll go to Monty's update.
Carving the turkey?
Not the turkey. You said, but Covino, you like all your stuff well done.
Yeah, now, I don't trust Covino to cook
my meat. But this is not a knock Covino because he likes his steak well done, because, hey, you do what you do. I'm not in the argument of like telling Covino how he likes his stuff.
You also like wearing flip-flops all the time, so people have their faults.
I mean, it's the summer. a summer Memorial Day pool party? What are you wearing? You wearing sneakers?
Yeah. Shots fired.
Yeah, you wear flip-flops in the studio and like to the office and everywhere else.
This weekend, if you come by my house, I can't wait to see you in jeans Memorial Day weekend by my pool.
You say things so condescending, I'm supposed to sit here and take it. Like, yeah, I'm the dummy who likes it well done.
Yeah, that's good. I like that, yeah. Oh, perfect. Perfect.
Yeah. Let's continue.
Mom and dad are fighting.
But if Covino's making the cheeseburgers and he's making them like burnt hockey pucks, could you step in and be like, take mine off now? Can you do that? Because
yes.
You do cook your stuff.
Yes, absolutely.
Because you do burn yourself. Like, Covino's like, well done chicken.
No.
Who wants well done chicken?
He actually does ask for his chicken.
He goes, well done. Well done. Yeah, get all the juice out of it, please.
I call it the chicken beast.
And on that note, Monty, what's going on? Chicken
Wait,
beast.
I need to know, who is Guapo and who is Flaco?
Well, have you seen this belly of mine?
No, you have a belly. Excited. Got it. So you're Flaco.
I'm Flaco.
You're Flaco and you're Guapo? Okay, got it. I just wanted to know, and I heard that I got excited to ask. Guys, all right. Let's talk about your Yankees, Covino. They're going to host the Padres in about 25 minutes in the Bronx.
Did Aaron Boone already get kicked out of this game or no?
Yes, okay. He did. Match. Back to Guapo and Flaco.
Thank you. Live. Straight to your phone calls. Let's go rapid fire. We'll start with Boise Bob. What do you do when some other man interrupts you on your grill? What's up, Boise Bob?
Above my grill, my flat top, and my smoker, which all sit together, are two signs. Both were gifts and handmade. One says, find the difference in these two words. And it's girl and grill, G-R-I-L. And underneath that, it says, there is no difference. I don't touch yours, you don't touch mine.
Oh, there it is. All right.
Wait, when you say flat top, you mean like a Brian Bosworth or like a Howie Long?
Yeah, like a Howie Long.
Nice.
JP in Idaho, what's up, man?
Yeah, if they don't know enough to not touch your grill, they don't know much about grilling, and you don't want them there anyway. Now, if they roll in with a tool belt, and it's got all their own tools, and they got a roll of butcher paper in their hand and a spray bottle full of apple juice, then okay, you're going to invite them to help out a little bit.
Yeah.
But if they don't know to keep your hands off, they don't know much about grilling.
Hey, Spot, remember you came to my house once with a tool belt, and you just had all different sauces?
Of course.
Yeah, but what was weird, he was just wearing the tool belt.
That's it.
Yeah,
that's
just
weird.
The tool belt. Well, some people need to have their dashboard rattling. You could hear the plastic rattling because the bass is hitting so hard. And then they got something cool on the windshield that says like Sonic Boom or something like that. And it's just hitting like
in cursive.
Doots, 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 doots. And you hear it cruising down the street. You're like, who's that guy?
Ooh, Aaron Rodgers when he's hanging out with Paulie D?
He must be awesome.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, not that kind of guy. You are from Jersey.
You're dismissing the whole culture. You're just not part of it. You know, it's not as big as it once was for sure because, you know, quality wasn't as high. I agree with you. It's definitely a lot better now. So wherever you're listening, we appreciate it. Hopefully you're hearing in high quality. Hopefully you're booming that bass right now.
If you're listening on your booming system.
And you know what, real quick.
We pump our gas, we pump our fists.
We don't pump our gas, we pump our fists.
You know why?
Stop it. No. No.
Yes.
Oh, that bass is hitting.
Feels like it's already Memorial Day.
Yeah. We don't pump our gas, we pump our fists.
I'm from Jersey.
We don't pump our gas, we pump our fists.
This song, equal parts awesome and embarrassing.
If you missed it.
We don't pump our gas.
That's actually us from the early 2000s.
Yeah, we were talking about Aaron Rodgers' love of the Jersey Shore, and Covino wrote this song, and it was on the show season 2.
Yeah. Hey, this is Slicky, and you're listening to my sexy boys, Covino and Rich.
If you're with think people girls, don't want their own booming system, you're out of your mind.
If this gets stuck in my head, I'm gonna be so upset.
Hey, Monty, do you think it's a turn on to women that Snooki says we're her boyfriends?
Hey, this is Snooki, and you're listening to my sexy boys, Covino and Rich.
Who doesn't like Snooki?
You should be Snooki for Halloween this year.
I've been told that many a time.
So that's Monsi. DJ Ramos is playing our old song as the Dirty Jersey Poets, an old song we made. Danny G is here. Before it gets too late, Rich,
yeah,
I have three fights. None of which that I'm involved in.
By the way, anyone that still has a separate system in their car, I'm guessing you also have the club. Do you still have the club in case someone tries to steal your car? I imagine the same people, the club.
Yeah. No, they're not. Again, it's a culture.
I have a 2006 car, so it doesn't have anything fancy in it.
You
still
club?
Have a CD player. I would use a club.
You have a CD player?
I do.
How fun.
Yeah, I use my little CD case from the 90s.
Yeah.
You have a John Cicada in there?
I do.
I love
like
that.
Like a knight in shining.
Let's go for a ride, Monty.
Oh, that's vertical. Yeah.
Let's look you around.
Well,
let's cruise.
Three fights. Ready? Real quick, just want to know which one floats your boat, Rich, okay?
My banana boat?
No, because there was a fight that's kind of in the talks right now. It's a little too late, but still going to be a big fight.
Is it you versus Caleb Plant?
Nope. As of today, Tyson Fury is saying that they're getting closer and closer to Anthony Joshua and making it happen at Wembley Stadium.
Yeah.
A fight that everyone wants to see, including Tyson Fury. He says it's in AJ's hands. He's not going to make a big deal about it. It's in his hands, but let's get it going.
I can promise you.
British fighters.
I can promise no matter what the other fight you're talking about.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Fury, Joshua, even though it's like 2 years too late. It's people want to see the heavyweights, especially when the heavyweights are as intriguing.
Two British legends, too.
Yeah, they're intriguing. What's the other one?
That's in September if it gets signed. So that's as of today. It's getting closer to happening. You got Teofimo Lopez and Josh Taylor. He's the WBO champ at 140.
I like Teofimo a lot personally. He's a good dude. Always been cool to us, but not interested that much.
That's June 10th.
Okay.
And then the biggest fight of the week, in my opinion, announced this week. Everybody's been waiting for Errol Spence Jr., Terrence Bud Crawford, fighting at 147 unification bout. That's July 29th in Vegas.
That's probably the biggest fight of the three, but still most intrigued by Tyson Fury. And I think most people would agree with me.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, graduate hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
It's Covino and Rich, and you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuters' comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers.
Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
The Boston Celtics
win game four facing elimination. They win game five facing elimination. And the Celtics have taken their talents and the series back to South Beach. Game six on Saturday night. The final score, Boston 110, Miami 97.
Oh, snap. I'm bringing that back, by the way. Oh, snap. It's getting close. Courtesy of the Hub, Celtics Radio Network. Final call, Celtics 110, Heat 97. It's 3-2 now, so we're extra pumped for tomorrow. The progressive play of the day. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Weekend hot dog.
Living for the weekend.
Your winning bets for talking points if you get stuck socializing.
You ever done anything dangerous?
You ever danced with the devil in the pale moonlight?
That is dangerous.
Friday brings us Weekend Hobnobby.
Well, super pumped about the weekend, three-day weekend. Remember, we're filling in for Dan Patrick on Monday morning, so wake up with us and enjoy your butcher box. This is what you need to watch. This is what I need to watch. Again, okay. I'll kick it off, all right?
Okay.
Because I saw it's a weekend of finales.
Who's fighting this week?
And then I realized, no fights this weekend. Oh. I told you about all the fights coming up, though.
Oh.
This week, the big story was Spence and Crawford's actually happening July 29th, but we're going to have to wait for that. So shows I need to catch up on because the finales are going to be all the buzz. Succession finale on HBO Max. So, hey, maybe I'll start it this weekend because I hear nothing but good things. But
people
have you
love
watched
Succession. I watched season one. I
hear people praising it all the time. My sister Dawn's always telling me to watch. So the season finale, if you're into that, check it out. If not, maybe you start it and get into it. Another finale, Barry season finale on HBO Max. And again, another show that people always say to us, man, you guys would love that show. And we love our boy Henry Winkler, man. So, got to catch up on that. Enjoy. And then, since there's no fights, and of course everybody's watching the game tomorrow.
Yeah.
Conor McGregor, the documentary on Netflix, Notorious. Oh. I heard it's great, and he's an intriguing guy. I like him. I want to see the story. I heard it's
like
great.
Him. Well, I got a bunch of stuff. I don't want to steal everyone's answers, but let me ramble off a few, and then if you guys want to chime in,
I'll take mine.
Weekend Hobnobbing. Arnold has Arnold has a scripted show called FUBAR.
FUBAR. Watch my show on Netflix.
Netflix. That looks like it's going to be pretty good. If you want to get in that barbecue mood, we were just talking about grilling, Barbecue Showdown, new episodes on Netflix.
You ain't going to be watching that.
If you're a foodie and you want some ideas. If you're a fan of Bert Kreischer, the comedian, and Sebastian Maniscalco, they both have their movies out this weekend in the theater.
The Machine.
The Machine for Bert Kreischer and My Family.
I got to tell you, it's been amazing. It's been amazing to see their careers blossom. Two guys that were on our show a bunch of times throughout the years.
About my father.
De Niro.
I feel like we both had a
De Niro
a great part.
And Sebastian Maniscalco. And my wife took my daughter last night with, actually, your wives, guys. Camino's girlfriend and Spot's wife. The girls had a girls' night out, and they took my daughter, which was super sweet, to go see The Little Mermaid. So if you got little daughters or little boys,
my girlfriend came back in tears. She said it was great.
Yeah, it was fantastic. And, there's a lot of Fast X and Mario Brothers. But Danny Ramos, any of you guys watching White Men Can't Jump on Hulu?
Saw it last weekend.
Good worth
really
the worth
good.
It or what?
It was good. It was really good. Better than I thought.
Okay. Anyone watch Platonic, the new Seth Rogen show on Apple TV? That looks like it's a pretty decent watch. What's her name? Now I'm becoming my dad.
By the
forgetting
way,
names.
Yeah,
Roseburg,
I know.
Roseburg.
You're the worst. It's called Write It Down. And I'll tell you what, you're going to have to write down your own Netflix password, too, because a lot of people scrambling trying to figure out this weekend. What do I do? Because they put the kibosh on sharing passwords.
Anything we're missing, fellas? Monsi?
I'll start really quick. Saturday evening, of course, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Have to watch Celtics at the Heat. Game 6.
Duh.
Can Jay Buckets close it out at home, or is it going to go to a Game 7?
Now they call him Jimmy Jordan now.
I know.
Jimmy Jordan.
Oh, yeah, the long-lost son.
Yeah.
Okay, and I have some more brainless reality TV for you.
Uh-oh.
On Netflix, The Ultimatum, Queer Love.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Oh, it is so good. Xander and Vanessa is the couple to pay attention to. Vanessa is going to bug you immediately.
Xander and Vanessa, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah? You pervert.
It's a great show so far.
Ramos, anything you're watching or what?
I'm
I don't know if you guys are still into Gordon Ramsay, but he's got two things coming out this week that just premiered. The new season of MasterChef, which I love, right?
That's great.
And then also Food Stars. I guess he's doing kind of like the where he gives money to people and then like he invests in their products. So I like Gordon Ramsay. Check out some Gordon Ramsay stuff on Hulu or on Fox.
When's Kitchen Nightmares coming back? Ooh.
90 Day Fiancé The Other Way, Part 3, Tell All Sunday. Don't bother me.
I got to say, I'll be man enough to admit it. I teared up on the last episode of Ted Lasso. We only have one left. This past episode, many storylines came together. My wife and I both were like sobbing.
Why you're growing a mustache?
I think I want to be Ted Lasso. No, but it was the mom episode. It was so good.
Did anyone say The Little Mermaid? Or did I miss that?
Yeah,
I
did. Rich said it.
Oh, yeah, when I said
whole
your wife went with my daughter.
Whole conversation. Look at eyes.
Hey, you spot checked out already. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Actually, we'll see you
other
Monday.
Movies.
Monday.
Arrivederci.
For Dan Patrick.
See you in the promised land.
Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.